community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon, we've got Yasmin from Millia's Hairdressers. Hello, Yasmin.
Hiya.
Now, I've gone past your hairdressers. It looks very posh in there.
It's lovely.
Very nice. Because you've got, let me get this right, you've got a ladies' side and a men's side, haven't you?
Yeah, just a couple of doors down is the barbers, and this is the ladies' side I work in.
Okay, so you're the... What one is... what one? Is it the men's or the women's that's more specialist? What one's got the deeper knowledge?
I'd say they've both got the knowledge, to be honest with you, really. Everyone who works there is fully capable, obviously, of their job and lots of experience. So I'd say they're both kind of more knowledgeable than the other. Just because it's a barber's, it's not like a kind of quick in and out. They're both kind of specialist salons, I would say, in their category.
That does and doesn't surprise me, because men notoriously now are using more facial products and hair products than ever before. So it doesn't surprise me because of that, because it's... but women are more finicky, surely. Are women more finicky than men, or is it just... my perception?
I'd say in Brentwood, not so much. The men are kind of just about the same.
See, it goes back to that, yeah. All the facial products or whatever.
But I'd say women kind of definitely know what they want more. Isn't kind of just a short back and size. They definitely have got a strong idea of what they want, so...
Because, women in general are not shy in coming forward and saying, do you know what, I don't like that, because I've dealt with a lot of women, because I go out and do loads of gigs, birthday parties and weddings. I'm normally dealing with women that are booking and planning the wedding and whatever. And they definitely do know their own minds and exactly what they want. And they're determined to get exactly what they want. So, yeah, that doesn't surprise me, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I think as well, as long as you listen to what women want and you give them something similar to what they've asked for, then you're always going to make them happy. It's just kind of just listen and you'll be safe, basically.
So you're one of the... are you one of the oldest members in the hairdressers? Have you been there the longest?
I've been there for a year. The salon's been open for about a year and a half, and I've been there for a year, so, yeah.
But it always seems to be packed every time I go past.
Yeah, it's just kind of building up the regulars, really, and just getting kind of the people, the same old faces in and out, and that's what you want to see, the build friendships with people and get them to come back, really.
So while you're, what do you talk about when you're snipping women's hairs? What's...
just basically everything, really. I know how much they earn a month.
Really?
Not that I ask, they tell me. but you basically just know everything. You know what their husband's like, what their kids are like, what school their kids go to, their kids have got girlfriends or boyfriends. You kind of just get told everything, really.
But really?
I don't ask, they tell me.
Really? Yeah. Did I ever tell you any secrets?
Yeah, but I would never, ever say.
So. No, well, you can't, can you? You can't. Go on. No, you can't.
I'll tell you later. No, joking.
Well, no, you can't, can you?
No,
you know, it's like a confidence thing going on there.
Yeah.
But gone are the days when I used to say, going on holiday this year, you know, that's long gone. I suppose the conversation's a lot deeper than that now.
Yeah, I suppose. But you still have to do the basics. Like, where do you live? Are you going on holiday this year? You know, have you been in here before? You still have to kind of get the basics out of the way.
Well, it's a starter, I suppose, really.
Yeah, definitely.
Is there any, and I mean, you were saying earlier on that you've been training and working as a hairdresser for 9 years.
Yeah.
What made you want to start?
It's just kind of running a family, really. My great aunt was a hairdresser, and there's a few hairdressers on my dad's side. And I just remember being little, and my mum was constantly always in the hairdressers, and I was always with her. And I always used to think, oh, wow, you know, this seems so exciting. And I used to love the environment. So it just seemed like a natural step for me to do, really.
So, I mean, I know nothing about hairdressing, as you can tell from my hair.
I think it looks all right.
Well, you looked away then. You couldn't keep eye contact with him, could you? So, I know nothing. I mean, when a woman comes into a hairdresser, how does she know what she should be asking for? Because it's mystified me.
I think it's just best not to be scared. You can always come in for style advice and kind of we'll show you some pictures and help you find your right look, because there isn't a kind of specific style that you should have. There's so many different styles and varieties. You can pick from pictures. You can kind of say, I like the way she's got that, but I don't like this part of it. We can kind of tailor make any hairstyle you see just to fit the person, because everyone's individual and not everyone has the exact same hairstyle. So
is it just experience that teaches you what suits the person, or do you just generally just follow with what they want?
It's a bit of both, really. You just kind of have to listen to the person. You can kind of tell from a person whether you suggest something and they just go, yeah, but then they really don't mean it. So you just kind of want to get the nicest possible style from their advice as well, basically. So you take their advice and your advice and put them together and hopefully...
Now, fashion and styling, which is basically what you're in,
yeah.
It's a very tricky area because it's... I mean, I could never get my head around this, as you can see from the way I'm dressed and my haircut. And certain shapes of people shouldn't have... stripes going horizontal or vertical and it's a minefield. I used to watch Gok Wan on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
Absolute genius, the man. He'd go, do this, do that, woof, 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 pew, 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 yeah. Belt. And the woman looked either bigger because she was smaller,
yeah,
or she'd look smaller because she was bigger. And it was just amazing.
Yeah.
Can you do the same sort of thing with hairs? Do you have a shape hair that goes with a round face or a longer face or...
Yeah, definitely, really. You can just kind of, even if whether the people just pick celebrities that they kind of think they look similar to, that they can kind of guess from the hairstyles that they've had in the past and they think, oh, that looked better on them than what that did previously. And but women do have a very good idea what suits them and what doesn't. So I think you don't really have to work that hard. Women kind of know the basics, really.
Have you ever... tell me inside a secret now. Don't answer if you don't want to. Have you ever had a woman come in and say, I want one of these, and you've gone... All right, I'll do that.
Well, you just got to be realistic and be honest with people as well and say, look, realistically, I think it'd be better this way.
Yeah.
But you can always find something similar to what they want, but yeah. To do the actual spot-on thing and you haven't got it to work with, if you get what I mean, then...
Yeah.
So you just got to be realistic and honest with people and you...
And because you're working with your hands, not every single haircut that's supposed to be exactly the same is exactly the same. It's a handmade product, isn't it, really?
Yeah, there obviously is kind of, you do get the haircuts that you kind of train to do, but it's just tailor-making each individual haircut because there might be a specific haircut, but you think the layers would work differently with the shape of their head, so you just kind of tailor-make it to each individual person, really.
Do you know the haircut, the female haircut that's always mystified me? Is the one where it's really short one side and long the other side.
Yeah, like Frankie from the Saturdays kind of...
I've never understood that. What's that about? What's going on there?
So I think it can look quite nice, really, as well, if you style it properly and... But
it always looked to me that they had their wedge to one side when they had their fringe cut. and then they've stood their neck up and gone, yeah, that looks fantastic.
Yeah.
It's always missing. I never understood that. But styles, as you can see, I'm not exactly a style guru myself, to be honest.
Yeah.
So if somebody's going out for a night... If it's a big night out, it's a dinner dance, it's a dinner suit and little black dress number, what should they be asking you to do with their hair?
Well, really, there's so many different styles you could do, but the best thing to do, personally, I would say, is hair pieces. They're amazing, and every single celebrity pretty much has hair pieces on. So you look at their hair, you think, wow, that looks amazing, they've got so much hair. But all it is just kind of a hair piece that's helping them along the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yes, but it obviously looks really... I've got one in today.
Never knew that. And it looks great.
But there's so many different styles you could do. You could just pick one. You can even have like a long plait, kind of ponytails, hair down, curly, straight. It's just kind of pick a one you like and you come into the salon. We can just fit it in and show you how to put it in yourself. And we can style it the way you like it. And no one would even know that you've got one in, so...
Well, I never realised, you know, I thought that was... Because I was thinking earlier on, that's taken you years to grow that hair like that.
It is this long, but it's just got a bit of extra just to give it a bit more.
You've got to show me how this is stuck in your hair now. How do you put it in the hair?
It's
how does it stay?
Clipped in the top.
It's clipped in?
Yeah, and then you just clip it in and it's all secure and I can headbang with certain limits, obviously.
You're
rolling off, yeah, exactly, yeah. So if you see like a wig on the Brentwood High Street, you know.
Oh, this is mystic. Do you know, you've really shocked me now. You've crept up behind me with that. I never knew that wasn't real. It looks so real. It does look really, really real.
Yeah, and I think a lot of celebrities have them in, and I think that's what people kind of get confused and put themselves down, but my hair never looks like that. But they've got help, as lots of people have help to kind of give it that body, that texture.
Everything's being cheated. Nothing, yeah. Nothing's real anymore. Pictures of like photographs are airbrushed and...
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Do you know, I feel cheated. Well, Yasmin, thank you so much for coming in.
That's all right, thank you.
You really opened my eyes there, to be honest with you. What we're going to do, we're going to put a link to Amelia's website on our website when I put this this conversation online. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
See
thank
you soon.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.